If I could talk, the stories I could tell is the Bill Elder Podcast on the 17th day of September 2010. We were talking about the internet yesterday, and it's going to continue into today because, like the brilliant person, I had a thought. You know, sometimes 5 minutes just isn't enough. I'm not Miles Dyer. They haven't given me 10 minutes, so here we go. But yesterday, we were talking about the internet. And was it good or bad? And it got me thinking. There is real power in all of us being able to connect with one another. You know, it used to be, when I was growing up in the 60s, the time you had overseas calls and these big, massive hookups, and we could get several parties on a line, was very rare. That was done between governments. That wasn't done between people. But what's happened is with technology, with things like Skype and YouTube, webcams, being able to upload to a YouTube channel straight from an iPhone. This happened when CNN came on the air. People said, what are you doing putting a 24-hour news network on? Who's going to watch 24 hours of news? And what happened was that countries, people in countries were buying satellite dishes and watching CNN. And then they knew what was going on. They knew the truth about what was going on in our country. And because of news that was gathered from other countries, they had the truth. Before then, government was what was giving them their news. It was a censored news. It was news that they wanted them to see and hear. But now, the power was in the hands of the people because they actually knew what was going on. And that's what happens with the internet that we have now. By making these relationships through the internet with other people, we are making the world a smaller place. And I'm not lying when they say, hey, how are things in Georgia? Well, you know, the economy's depressed, but, you know, we're going to make it. We're trying. You know, it's going to be a weird election year, blah, 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 blah. How are things over where you live? And then you get an honest reply. Hearing it from the people that actually live there. And that's what the internet has done. That's what communications has done. We gain power the more we talk to each other in a truthful, honest way. And I love that about the internet. That is a great thing about what goes on every day. On the other side, you know, when they had all the riots going on in Iran, people died getting footage out. CNN ran wall-to-wall footage of nothing but raw footage people sent from the middle of the street. They uploaded it. The government they didn't have it figured out. They were so busy blocking internet sites, they didn't know. It's a brand new world out there, but it's all and only because you and I, all of us together, talk to each other. And we can thank the internet for that. And I'll see you tomorrow.